politics of fear. We live, all of us, amidst what has become an almost permanent campaign, and the central theme is the politics driven by fear, fear of the other, the immigrant, fear of each other, fear of the outside world, and fear of the future. Few politicians have played the fear card with more deftness than President Bush. No matter what one may think of him today, it took considerable political skill to convince folks to fight a country that had nothing to do with 9/11, to fight it, bomb it, occupy it, and try to remake it. And while it's certainly true to call it a disastrous policy, it's also true that in large part, he's done it. When the ravenous chickens of revenge finally come home to roost, he'll be out of the White House and safely ensconced in some pricey think tank, his presidential library, or on the board of an oil company, counting his pile. And there's the payoff from the politics of fear. It works. When you try to stoke the flames of fear, it catches on in the minds of many Americans. And why shouldn't it? There's a long history of just this tactic in American politics. For the colonial English, as well as the Spanish, fear of the far more numerous Indians was a constant. That fear was met by a ubiquitous campaign of virtual genocide against red people that lasted for generations. When Indian populations were sufficiently reduced and there were too few to efficiently labor as slaves, white colonies began the infamous transatlantic slave trade, which brought millions of Africans to these shores. With this change of conditions came a change in focus of the object of the politics of fear, black folks. Anyone who has studied Southern politics from the 17th to the 20th centuries has seen masters of the politics of fear at work. Today, that same politics has considerable potency as we utilize codes that disguise our meaning while still tapping into the deep American well of fear. Today, we are awash in political shorthand that sufficiently communicates loads in a word or phrase. Illegal immigration, Islamo-fascism, borders, crime, and the phrase that has come to define our era, even as it has lost a good deal of its juice of late, the global war on terror. The politics of fear continues as long as politicians ply that set of wares. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.